how are you doing? Later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And I guess we're on. Here we are. Rick Adams with you. And this evening tonight, I believe we're going to be talking with Eustace Mullins. Yes, indeed. In just a few moments, and look forward to that. As ever and always, Eustace Mullins is quite a prolific author. He's about 103 now. But he's up there. And he's about 108. That what my producer said? Okay. Just kidding. But he's got the mind of a youngster and the vitality of a youngster. And he certainly has a wealth of knowledge inside of him. And it's been a long time since Rick Adams has spoken with author Eustace Mullins. And good evening to you, Eustace. Hi.
You know, I put a special attachment to my phone so that it rings louder, and that's why I'm able to talk to people now.
Oh, the ring.
I had a silent phone for several years.
Uh-huh.
It never rang.
I thought the Mossad was picking up your phone calls.
They were relaying them to their New York office.
Yeah. And what happened? Did they try anything except taking away your driver's license or whatever?
Oh, they've done that. I'm still under house arrest. I've got to go to court again on another charge of failure to appear on July 28th. And I still have my $900 million lawsuit against the Commonwealth of Virginia, which the Attorney General of Virginia filed a 47-page motion to dismiss on July 7th, but then he didn't have the hearing after all, and he dismissed it on his own. But he dismissed it without prejudice.
Uh-huh.
He had asked for to dismiss it with prejudice, and he dismissed it without prejudice, so I'm going to refile it this week.
Oh, good for you. Good. I wish you well in that endeavor as well, Eustace. You're a man who's fighting many battles, and you have indeed fought many over the years. And
I'm not fighting any battle for myself. I'm fighting for the American people.
Well, that's fine. That's good. But I don't know if the American people appreciate that or deserve it at this point.
Well, I don't know if they do either, because when they see somebody fighting on their behalf, they want to, what is this guy's angle? You know, what is he going to get out of it?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I remember with Jarvis, you know, in California with a proposition on taxes. They said the same thing, you know, and no matter who comes along. Sure, sure.
Yes.
People are suspect, and, of course, I don't blame them to some extent because they've been lied to so much and deceived.
They've had a few phony defenders in the past, so I don't blame them for being uneasy.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad to have you back. It's been a while, Eustace, and
I've had a terrible phone trouble here for the last 2 years, and now we seem to have it straightened out temporarily.
Right, right. And, well, that's wonderful. I'm glad that you are back and you've overcome those hurdles, and we have lots to catch up on tonight.
Well, we certainly do. These are crucial days.
Indeed they are. So stay where you are, Eustace, and we will now invite listeners, especially new listeners as well, to jump aboard and get ready with a question or comment for Eustace Mullins, author of many books, and we'll have him capsulize his story again of political persecution here in these United States. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall return with more.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
To begin the program, indeed, Rick Adams with you, Radio Avenger, and the number is 800-313-9443. Of course, Eustace Mullins, our guest. Eustace, just for those who are new listeners who never heard you before, I want you to just mention how far back you go and what got you canned from the Library of Congress.
Well, I was personally fired from the Library of Congress by Senator Herbert Lehman, one of the richest men in the world, the head of the firm of Lehman Brothers Bankers of New York. And I was the only person ever fired from the staff of the Library of Congress for political reasons, because nobody at the Library of Congress had ever indulged in politics before. And nobody has been fired for political reasons since. This happened in 1952. And nobody else has ever been fired from the library at that, since that time. Apparently, my example was such that nobody ever dared exhibit any interest in anything since I left there in 1952.
So you had the lawsuit as well, didn't you, against them?
Oh, I filed in the federal district court. It was thrown out immediately.
Exactly.
Oh yes, it was never heard. But, you know, I was sure that this Attorney General of Virginia last week, when he filed his motion to dismiss with prejudice, would get his dismissal with prejudice, which means I couldn't refile. But instead, apparently he felt he was on dangerous ground because he had a private hearing. We had a hearing scheduled for July 7th. But on July 5th, the day after July 4th, he he held a prophet meeting in his office, a one-party meeting, and dismissed it himself, but without prejudice. Apparently, he wasn't able to dismiss it with prejudice because of an illegal proceeding.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in process of refiling the case right now.
And I'm sure that everyone in Virginia, or at least I would think anyone of note, knows exactly who Eustace Mullins is.
Well, I'm the only person who ever sued the Commonwealth of Virginia for $900 million. And that's not an insignificant sum, even for me. In fact, a friend of mine asked me the other day, Eustace, why did you sue for $900 million? And I said, well, that happened to be the amount of money I needed at the time. But
and unfortunately, it didn't come through for you, did it?
Well, it hasn't come through yet, but I got to refile the suit.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm still interested.
I'm not going to be holding my breath, though, you know.
Oh, no. Well,
we know how government works and how the crooks operate, and you know, first of all, you're on the wrong side. You're on the right side, and that means you're wrong. So,
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And I'm in an occupied state.
Right.
Virginia's had no self-government since 1865,
mm-hmm.
when it was occupied by federal troops.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never been a free election in the state of Virginia or any southern state since 1865. And there's none coming up in the near future. By the way, I think both political parties are in a terrible shape. You know, neither political party has a presidential candidate for 2088. It's a terrible dilemma.
You know what makes me laugh? You bring up the parties, but really there is no two-party system.
There really hasn't been
one for a long time.
Oh, good gosh, yes, that's right.
I mean, you know, we really and truly don't have any true political competition in this country whatsoever within the so-called mainstream of politics. Now, anyone who comes along who's an independent and starts talking real issues and offering a real platform or immediately is shunned aside by the media given the heave-ho, the elbow, because they're considered to be extreme candidates, you know, on the fringe, as they say.
Well, that's
how they depose of you right up front.
Oh, they do indeed. And then when they have public meetings at libraries and universities for the candidates, a splinter party candidate is never invited. He's kept out in cold, which is totally illegal.
Yeah.
If you announce that you're a candidate for public office, and then they invite the candidates for that office to have a candidate's meeting, and they don't invite you, if you go there, you will not be admitted.
Yeah.
This happens many times because I've known many splinter party candidates, but they have never been included in a public advertised meeting for the candidate.
Yeah,
so they have no voice.
That's not surprising, though, is it, really?
No, it's not. Well, nothing is surprising.
You know, in the old days, you know, the convention system, especially for a president, was pretty much, you know, at least they went through the motions of pretending that they would hold some competitiveness and open, you know, the process up. So you had the delegates and you had all of those, you know, eventually voting.
Oh, a very involved process, yes.
But now, I mean, in the last several presidential elections, there has been no surprise. There's been absolutely no real process of involvement whatsoever. Been a done deal. We've known pretty much up front how it's going to turn out. And the candidates are already chosen.
Oh,
so, I mean, it's a joke. It really is a tragic joke perpetrated on it.
And Nelson Rockefeller destroyed the Republican Party, just like Bill Clinton has destroyed the Democratic Party.
How did Rockefeller do that?
Well, as the Eastern so-called liberal Republicans, he destroyed the old Republican Party completely, and it has never recovered because both George Bush's father and son were Eastern liberal Republican, and they have not had a conservative Republican since Robert Taft. Mm-hmm. I remember when H.L. Hunt went to Chicago to campaign for Robert Taft for president.
Yes,
and of course he was the richest man in the world, but as far as Chicago is concerned, he was the poorest man in the world. His money didn't mean a thing up there.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. The Daily Machine.
Oh yes.
Yeah, but you know, I got to thinking about you. This is a little bit off the topic we've been talking about, but I couldn't help but think of you today when I was getting wind of this story about this young boy in your state, I believe, Virginia, who is being basically held as a prisoner of the state because
The state has a lot of prisoners.
Well, he in particular has refused to take any further chemotherapy for his lymphoma.
I've been reading about that case.
All right, now here's a case where the state is indeed acting exactly like the KGB.
Oh, absolutely.
And attempting to basically tell the parents they have no rights, and the son has no rights either. We will decide for him what will be the prescribed, approach. And you had written a book years ago called, Murder by Prescription.
Murder by Injection.
Murder by Injection, rather. And it might as well be prescription as well. But you had written that book,
In 1988.
That was a real eye-opener for me.
I'm so wild about that. I get orders for it every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I chose that title, Murder by Injection, I thought it was too strong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that was in 1988, and the book has been circulating ever since, and I've never heard one criticism of that title to this day.
And even the AMA has endorsed it with seal of approval, right?
Well, not quite. No. Well, the AMA itself calls it, at its annual meetings, it calls itself the American Murder Association.
Yes.
The AMA is the
perfect title. We're laughing, but it really is tragic because, like I say, all too often in America today, we have lost all of our basic fundamental rights and freedoms, and then we have this imbecile in the White House telling the world how free we are, and we're fighting for freedom in Iraq and all over the world, and yet we don't have fundamental freedoms here in these United States.
Well, I'm afraid this man is not an imbecile. He tries to pretend that he is, but I don't think he really is.
Well, I think it would be an insult to the imbeciles, by the way. Yeah, well, he's not bright, but the thing is, he doesn't have to be very bright.
No,
because
all he has to do is
just follow the machinery for the script.
Absolutely, he knows exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. I think he's almost as good as Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan portrayed the role of president to perfection.
Well, I don't know about that.
George does a pretty good job at it.
I think Ronald Reagan, was an actor. He had years of experience on the screen. Let's face it, when Ronald Reagan spoke, even he believed he was a conservative, Ronald Reagan, when he got through speaking. So, that takes some real professionalism, I think.
Well, when you're an actor, you have to believe in your own lines.
Yeah.
And he was good at that.
Cap the Knife Weinberger knew, and all the rest of them that came from the California political scene knew real Ronald Reagan.
And all of them.
Yeah, they knew. They knew him too well, and he knew them, and he knew who was boss, obviously. But this case, I'd like to spend a couple of minutes on this case and invite callers, by the way, too, of the Medicrats attempting to destroy another human being,
And, you know, I have accused the state of Virginia of murder by contract because they have prevented me from seeing a physician for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dropped from the veterans clinic because I could not go to my appointments. And when you don't show up for your appointments, they drop you from the rolls.
Oh,
so I have no doctor now whatsoever.
Probably very fortunate.
It could very well be. That have saved my life.
There you go. Doctors could be dangerous, as you pointed out in your book. There's no question about that.
Well,
Murder by Injection.
To somebody who's written a book called Murder by Injection.
Yeah, exactly my point. All right, we have a break coming up, and I'm going to invite people to call in for you, Eustace Mullins, tonight with any question on anything from the Federal Reserve, politics, economics, the world scene, and, of course, this case of medical freedom being totally and completely destroyed here in these United States by fascist judges and fascist medocrats and all of these little Napoleon wannabes, if you will. And we'll do that at 1-800-313-9443. That's the magic number. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be back with more. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.airandair.us.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The Council to Get Some Food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, and our guest is Eustace Mullins with us tonight. And Eustace, the pharmaceutical industry a long time ago really started being really financed by a bunch of people who were connected with the Warburgs, the Rockefellers, and so forth, as you know. And they really helped to create this FDA, which a lot of people don't realize, like other government agencies, was designed to basically eliminate competition and eliminate freedom of choice eventually. The FDA, like the ICC and other federal agencies, Agriculture Department, would basically serve the interests of the elite and the powerful against the independents and the smaller companies. Isn't that the way it's turned out, though, huh?
Oh, it's turned out that way very well. In fact, the American pharmaceutical industry and the FDA have worked hand in glove for years. And, you know, the FDA accepts without examination or criticism all of the so-called evidence of the tests which the American pharmaceutical industry carries out in order to support its drugs.
So when they tell doctors the consensus that is practiced out of the establishment in America today, FDA approved, kosher approved, you know, CDC, all of this, will tell you what is acceptable and what is not, then the allopathic physicians come along and say, okay, what do we do? Well, one thing you do is you take a disease like cancer, which, of course, is out of control now. It's grown tremendously in the United States in the last 50 years. For these reasons that we can get into, if you wish, but In any event, the pharmaceuticals have helped metastasize cancer. They've helped spread cancer. And then they come along and they say, now you will treat the patients with things like surgery, radiation, and, of course, highly toxic chemotherapy. Now, they've done that to these people who are young people, teenagers, like the 16-year-old boy and the one in Texas, the young girl. And what they've done is they have basically superseded the authority of the government, the authority of the family and the parents who, with their child, have agreed against a certain mode of action. This is barbaric. This is criminal. I mean, this is what they did in the Soviet Union.
Well, it's really a criminal conspiracy, because when you deny a child proper medical treatment, you're murdering that child.
Well, that's what they're doing. Alternative treatments are not considered to be acceptable to the, his master, his highness, his majesty. And this judge sits down and looks at these professional killers, these medical organizations come along and say, look, this is what we expect him to do. And so what? If he's going to have toxic side effects, that's too bad. We're not going to allow him to leave the country to go to alternative clinics somewhere else. And why, by the way, should he have to leave this country, these United States, to be treated as he wishes to be treated when this boy is very ill from the effects of chemotherapy as well as the lymphoma? This is not America. This is a fascist police state.
Well, it's really more of a Nazi. I don't think... I call them Nazis now because fascism is too weak. Fascism was too mild a term for the kind of people running. They're Nazis, not fascists.
No, and I don't think even the Nazis would go this far, to be honest with you.
No, indeed.
What they're getting away with today far surpasses anything that the Nazis ever got away with. That's for sure.
Well, IG Farben was one of the most powerful corporations Nazi Germany.
Yeah. And
IG Farben is bigger today in the United States than ever was in Germany.
And that was, who owned that company now? Is that a German
family? Well, it was normally owned by the Rothschilds and the Standard Oil Company.
Yeah. So there was some Jewish interest in that.
During
the war, the Allied forces were not bombing those facilities, were they?
No, this beautiful office building in Frankfurt was the only building left standing in Frankfurt.
Uh-huh.
And so it became the headquarters of the Allied military government in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
And
very
was governed, the entire country of Germany was governed from the IG Farben building.
People, they're not aware of history. As Henry Ford used to say, history is bunk. When we start getting into the real history and the details of it, people raise their eyebrows and say, Eustace, you've got to be kidding. I mean, we don't hear that from Dan Blathers and, Eric Rosenblatt and the rest of them there, Tom Brokaw and all of them. I mean, they just lie to us, every night. They don't tell us
I tell people things that I tell them to shock them.
Sure.
I don't do it for shock value, but it's true. It is shocking.
It is shocking, yeah. No, you're right. I don't expect Brian Williams to come up anytime soon with some facts on this matter. That's for sure. Now,
I could get on national television, I'd have the biggest audience in the country.
Yeah, right.
Because I could tell him in 2 minutes more exciting things in a year from CBS.
I'm sure you could. And, boy, that would definitely rock some stables, no question about it. Our number is 800-313-9443. Eustace Mullins is our guest, and we are going to go to the phones in a moment. I think we'll just wait for the break because I hate to start a call in midstream. Well, we're in right now, though. I mean, we're talking about this whole business of freedom and what freedom is. It's not just the right of private property as the basics of all freedom, but it's the right to choose, your health care, the right to choose your treatment, the right to choose your schooling, your children's schooling. All of these things now are being taken from us a little at a time. And it's a very subtle frog in the kettle process. We'll talk about it when we come back. Rita, you'll be our first caller. I'm Rick Adams. Eustace Mullins, our guest. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
We are back now with Eustace Mullins, who has written more books than I can shake a stick at. How many now to date have you written, Eustace?
15, and I've dictated an autobiography, and it's the greatest experience of my life because I have total recall of conversations that I had 50 years ago, and I can just reel them off just like we're talking right now.
Good. I want to get into some personages from the era that you were growing up in the 40s and 50s particularly.
Well, the greatest life in the world. I've been one of the luckiest person in the world.
Sure.
I mean, I'm the only person in the world that can brag about, and I like them all, and that's why I brag about knowing them. People like H.L. Hunt, Joe McCarthy, and Ezra Pound, and these friends of mine have been some of the most reviled people in American history.
Right. Well, that ought to tell you they were on the right side right there.
Well, they certainly were.
Yeah.
And they're
being
vindicated every day.
Yeah. I got to get into that a little bit later, but let's take a call or two right now. Rita in Colorado, you're on the air and on RBNLive.com with Eustace. Hi.
Oh, hi. Well, I have a whole lot of things to talk about Eustace with, but one thing I wanted to bring up right now is the AMA. And I called in Michael Piper a while back, and I talked a little bit about my town. I live in a town called Trinidad, Colorado, and it actually happens to be a Illuminati hub right here.
Really?
Very seriously. And the building, it was formerly owned by the Plested family. William Plested was just made president of the AMA.
Mm-hmm.
That same building was where the Jew doctor Stanley Biber performed a whole lot of sex change operations, and then he actually didn't recognize that certain of us are Christians and we have different rights than other people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kind of tied into the whole cult of that the government thing that happened here. But the history of this place goes way back. We're actually on the Purgatory River, and we have this tradition of the penitentes that these people from they're Franciscans from way back, Middle Ages type people that flagellated themselves and but anyway, so the monolithic people came in with the frontier families. And they started this kind of cult, and that's what it really is. It's kind of this it's kind of like a dumbed down version of Christianity, and it's kind of starts to infect all of Colorado because we don't have the Red Cross here. We got bone feelers that takes our blood. Our blood is taken by the Department of Agriculture. That's who takes our blood, you know. And I actually went to Europe in 2002, and I parted Holland and France, and I told them not to vote for that constitution because it's the same cult over there. They actually are on a track to breed by cannibalism instead of by Christianity, and that's where they're headed. But the thing is, if they call themselves Illuminati and they call themselves Satanists, then they sort of have to recognize that there really are Christians, you know. And so I've got this kind of hold on them. And last year I told them, okay, you people, you don't display the nativity here. And I told the one Catholic church that's still here, and so they didn't display the nativity. They put a symbol of a shepherd kneeling with a priest. But then after that, the Jesuits got taken out after 132 years. Now the Jesuits aren't here anymore. We've got diocesan priests, and that might be worse than that. But it's actually, see, it's a cult. It's all tied together. I don't understand how a organization with 250,000, half a million people in the AMA. And they just had another guy become president-elect, and nobody voted for him. He was unopposed. How can that be? You know?
Well, they all become a monolithic organization.
It's like the AMA.
Opposition in the ranks.
Yeah, the AMA, the ABA, you name it. They are protected. And the one thing they despise is any kind of disuniformity or dissent. And they practice this consensus medicine.
Oh, yeah.
This is what they do, and if you're not part of the consensus, then, hey, we can look at your license and determine you're not fit to practice. And this is what they do.
They're headed for cannibalism, and cannibalism doesn't breed. Let me tell you, I mean, I'm serious. I've been to different places, to seen a lot of different places in the world. I parted the Hague, which is a cesspool of a whole lot of different people, and they just... We got people with chromosomes going nowhere,
Yeah.
And really, it really turns into hell. And so, and so people are starting to understand that, And so I think that they're getting to a place where, well, they followed this sort of philosophy, but it isn't really a philosophy now. They kind of need a way out,
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
okay.
And Christianity is the way out. I mean, we got to figure out, people from a lot of, hundreds and thousands of years have known some things about people and how to keep people together and nations together, And we, you know, there has to be a way to bridge that gap.
You know, the one thing that distinguishes us from most of the other countries of the world, and did at one time in Europe, was that faith of Christianity. Was, you know, Western Civ, we called it, and of course that is a thing of the past as far as this new generation is concerned. To even suggest Western Civ or, you know, the West, if you will, a synonymous with Christianity is considered an unpardonable sin now in the lexicon of the politically correct. Isn't that right, Eustace?
Oh, it is indeed. And the Zionists are protesting louder than ever that any profession of Christianity is open anti-Semitism.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they've actually convinced many now in the churches, like the Episcopalians, that they had better revise their scriptures and throw out the scriptures that might offend them. And I think, you know what? I would get out of those churches as fast as my feet could carry me.
You've got to, because they are leaving Christ. And why should you go to a church that has left Christ?
Right, right. And they're sitting down attempting to kiss and kiss the feet of those who are oppressing them and who are sniping at their faith, no matter who they are. That is an abomination. Can you imagine if we did the same to their particular religion?
Oh, yeah.
One can just see the screaming and ranting and raving now.
We've got to be nice to Islam right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't be too nice to the Church of England, because they're running into the monolithic problem a whole lot more.
Well, they did it a long time before us, my friend.
Well, the Church of England is pure Byzantium anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
That's
okay,
we've
got to move along. Thank you very much for that call, Rita.
All right, thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Right. And our number is 800-313-9443. Before we get back to the phones, you lived at a time in the 50s when, you know, I look back now, and this is the post-war era, and a guy like Dwight David Eisenhower, Supreme Allied Commander in World War II, was a good buddy of the Soviets, the butchers of the Kremlin. As you know, he had quite a relationship with him, didn't he?
He was the greatest communist that ever served on the board of Columbia University. They made him president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here was a guy that was a Democrat, and he was picked by Roosevelt to head up that position, which is interesting. And then he comes along and manages to get the convention, the Republican convention, which shows you the kind of corruption involved in the Republican process. Yeah. And a lot of people were fooled by Ike, you see, because they believed he was a, quote, war hero, when in fact, as you know, he was a war criminal, and the evidence mounted against him heavily.
Oh, I don't think Eisenhower ever heard a shot fired in anger, because the Germans were not as dumb as we were.
Mm-hmm.
They recognized that George Patton was our greatest general.
Yep.
The Germans revered George Patton, but they had no use for Eisenhower whatsoever.
And Patton, by the way, had a lot of respect for the German army as well, the German fighting men.
Well,
and that's when they started.
They
started accusing him, of course, of being a Nazi too. You know.
Well, that was because he helped Joe McCarthy defend some of the Nazi prisoners, German prisoners who were being tortured by torturers who assumed the garb of priests and went in to torture them.
I know.
And Joe McCarthy was shocked by that. Of course, he represented Milwaukee, which is a huge German city.
Right, right.
And he was perfectly right to represent his constituents.
Mm-hmm.
But they called Joe a Nazi for that.
He
never got over it.
Sure. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to get into a little bit about Joe McCarthy. And I happened to be watching this propaganda film the other day that I have. And you remember Drew Pearson and Jack Anderson.
Oh, I used to see Drew Pearson outside the National Press Club every day.
Well, Tom Anderson used to refer to him as Pew Smearson, and I referred to Jack as Jack Asterson. But, you know, I watched this film, and here was Jack Anderson. Now, this is in the 1970s, and he was saying, and this I quote him almost verbatim from memory, Jack Anderson was saying that he was called by Joe McCarthy into his office, and Joe said, now, Jack, I got to sit down and talk to you, because, you know, you and Drew Pearson are doing all of these vicious columns and so forth. And he told him, look, You know, this is true. I am right. What I'm telling you is the case about the communist apparatus in Washington and so on and so forth. And then Jack Anderson said point blank to the camera that I told you, Joe, don't you remember when you told me a long time ago that you made this whole thing up, that you didn't believe a word of it, that you were just being a politician and just exploiting it for your own good.
Well,
now, this is Jack.
Was handed to him by George Sikorsky and W. Hoover.
But here's Jack Anderson. My point is, Houston, is here's Jack Anderson, a supposed respected, quote-unquote, you know, newspaper man, making a statement like that, which is preposterous on its face, on the surface. And then we now know, since then, with all of the evidence that has been released from the Soviet archives and the Venona intercepts and so forth, that indeed, you know, everything McCarthy said was true, but only it was understated by
it
him.
It was understated, absolutely,
right. And so understated that we find an incredible apparatus of control over the Roosevelt administration and the Truman, and yes, indeed, the Eisenhower administration as well, of Soviet puppets working through the government.
Absolutely. There were more communists in Washington than there were in Moscow.
Well, my point is some college student or some neophyte, you know, would hear Jack Anderson say this and say, why? He can't be making this up. After all, he's a reporter. He's a journalist, you know. And Joe McCarthy told him that he made up the whole thing about communist espionage, and Jack Anderson's telling us this now. Well, you see, this is the kind of deception, and this is the kind of propaganda.
It's absolute deception.
Which is used to create more lies and more deceptions. I can just imagine Joe McCarthy coming in saying, hey, you're a reporter. I want to tell you what a fraud I am. And I want to tell you that I'm making this whole thing up. And, you know, we have to believe Jack Anderson. Now, I don't know of anybody that really had too much faith in everything Jack Anderson said, because he and Drew Pearson were both exposed later as being frauds. I mean, they both made up stories. They made up a lot of disinformation along the way because they were, you know, muckraker journalists.
Oh, they certainly were. I was interviewed by Jack Anderson several times. I've heard on his show.
Right.
And, you know, he was the slipperiest individual I've ever talked to.
Yeah. I mean, at least Morrow, as dishonest as Edward R. Morrow could be, he at least had some real finesse and smoothness and polish.
Well, he was polished. He was polished.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Anderson couldn't fill his shoes, no question about that. And
no,
I'm not doing a brief for Morrow, that's for sure.
He was always in over his depth. Jack was just riding the waves, that's all.
But you see, this is how American perception is created by the New York Times, the Washington, all of this controlled media apparatus, for people who don't know any better, who just don't have a clue as to what's going on. So they could elect a man like Eisenhower and call him, you know, I like Ike. He was as American as apple pie. No one really knew his background, his history, and what he did in Europe in World War II. Had they known, and had Patton not met with misfortune, of course, Eisenhower wouldn't have been allowed to be dog catcher, never mind president.
Well, Patton was not allowed to return to the United States, because if he was allowed to return to the United States, Eisenhower could not have been elected.
Exactly what I've said all these years. And,
that's absolutely true.
But more than not allowing him to return, he had to meet with an unfortunate automobile incident, because he opened his mouth and made the statement that he was going to resign from the U.S. military, throw away all the medals, all that stuff, and tell the truth to the American public.
Well, he always told the truth. He was a very forthright person.
He was going to come back home and tell the truth, not from Europe, but right here. And, you know, Patton wanted to go right through Russia, finish the job, eliminate the problem. And, of course, Eisenhower was primarily there to make sure that Russia was protected. Joe Stalin was his buddy, Uncle Joe, you know?
Uncle Joe. Well, Harry Truman is what I called Truman, good old Joe.
Yeah, yeah. And so we see that hand of treason and treachery in World War II. And I look back and say, you know, we need to talk about these things more, because never a day goes by that we don't hear about the Holocaust. And
yet
we don't hear about the other Holocausts.
Oh, the real Holocaust. A million people a year for 80 years murdered in Russia.
Yeah.
Not one person has ever been arrested to this day for those crimes.
That's right. No, and here there are no reparations for these people, and we're still talking now about slave reparations today, rather than reparations. Yeah, I mean, it's unheard of. And how insulting it is to think that all of those Croatians and Latvians and, you know, the Lithuanians and the Czechs and others that were handed over to slavery by men like Eisenhower, insulting. They have never had their justice, and they have never sued and gotten the kind of money that they should have had gotten. They should have received, unfortunately.
Never once. That's right.
Absolutely not. All right. 800-313-9443. Eustace Mullins is my guest. And don't be shy now. You can jump aboard. I'm not over-talking. I'll give you first fiddle when you get on the lines. We'll put you right on with Eustace Mullins, who's here to answer questions about anything and everything from A to Z, Federal Reserve, international bankster, gangsters, and much more. We'll be back with him and you. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right. Yes, indeed. We are here, two Avengers tonight, Rick Adams and Eustace Mullins, and we are going to go right back to the phones now, 800-313-9443. Don't forget our RBN listen line, where you can listen along each and every night, 512 512- 646-0396. Woody in Pennsylvania, you're on with Eustace Mullins. Hello, Woody.
Hi. I'd like to ask Eustace, he said that he had a memory that he remembered back in the 50s. Is there some way that he learned that, or is it just something that came naturally to him?
Oh, it's natural because I never had any training in that, and my memory has improved over the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I had these conversations with Ezra Pound and people like that in the 1940s, I never expected that 60 years later I would be able to reproduce those conversations word for word. But I have no trouble doing it whatsoever. And it's just amazing because I've had a very tough life, and I'm amazed that my mind has stayed so keen all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just hoping there was some book or something where a person could help to learn a little bit of that, just a little bit.
Well, I would like to offer help on that, but I really don't know how it happened. I'm not taking any special, I take supplements and things like that to help somewhat, but I don't have any secrets whatsoever to offer in that regard.
Well, I remember in college, you know, there was a couple of things, you know, they would come up with mnemonic devices, you know.
Oh, yes.
Memory devices.
And
then,
yes, I heard all that. I never used any of that in college.
No, no. And then they come up with IRA, you know, it's called Impression, Repetition, and Association.
Uh-huh.
You wanted to remember a word or a particularly new term. That's what you'd do. You'd have an impression of it.
Yeah, good.
Sure, and then you'd repeat it, and then you'd associate the word with something, you know?
Oh, yes.
So in any event, does that help you, Woody, at all?
Well, it answered my question. I have one other question for Eustace. Does he have any place that has a listing of the books that he has available?
Not at the present time. My publishing company is sort of moribund right now because, you see, I had a number of strokes in 2002, and I spent a couple of years in nursing homes. And during the years that I was in nursing homes, practically everything I had was dissipated. All of my resources, money, and records and everything pretty much went down the drain. So I've had trouble rebuilding that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I knew there was some of them that you had put out I would like to get a hold of, and that was the reason I wondered.
Yeah, well, most of my really good books, like Curse of Canaan and The World Order, and the Ezra Pound biography are out of print. But I hope to get those reprinted in this coming year.
Good. I hope you can. And thank you very much, Eustace. I appreciate what you've done for the country.
Amen.
Well,
thank you, Woody.
Got a lot of work to do yet.
Sure. Amen. That's the spirit. That's the spirit. All right. How about Danny in Texas? How are you, Danny? Welcome to the program, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to talk. So I'd like to mention how that over the years, the communists have taken over the federal government contracting. Mm-hmm. I used to be a bidder at my elevator repair maintenance company. I had the contract for Walter Army Hospital, and I bidded the National Institute of Health, and I bidded the Smithsonian Institution and the Leavenworth Prison. And as times went on, I found out that at that time, the contract, federal government contract, said that only Americans can bid a federal contract and use American-made parts. And then slowly, like just year by year, they snuck it in. Now, foreigners can bid federal government contracts and use foreign-owned parts. And what's even more unbelievable is that it used to be veterans had extra credit for federal government contracts. Well, now foreigners can just override your extra bonus points for being a veteran. Mm-hmm. It means nothing to be a veteran when you bid a contract now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that Reagan started, and now it's just a joke. And
I can understand Reagan started. He started a lot of things.
Yeah. You want to hang on, Danny? All right, we'll be right back with hour number two, and Leslie, you'll be next, and others. Rick Adams and Eustace Mullins, we shall return.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.